live and local every morning. You're listening to Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, well, the weather has not been the best of late, and it's still going to be a little yucky for a few more days. Should be nice by this weekend, but, you know, with the weather being what it is, we get to sit back and spend some indoor time, and I've got all my favorite boat people gathered together right now. Freighter Frank Frisk is with us right now. Freighter Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you for inviting us aboard.
Appreciate you being here. You are wearing your Know Your Ships shirt, which I have to say very carefully, Know Your Ships shirt on this morning, because we're talking about the 2018 Know Your Ships book, which is put out by Roger LeLever, who's on the line with us right now. Roger, good morning.
Good morning.
Rick Mixter is in the mix as well. Rick, good morning.
I'm in good company today, Paul. Good morning.
We're glad to have you aboard. We're going to talk a little bit about what Rick's got going on. He's got his Storm presentation. It's going to be in the Algonac area in a couple of weeks, Saturday, April 28th, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But first of all, Roger, we want to know all about the 2018 Know Your Ships book. I love the picture on the front cover. Tell us about it.
Thank you. That is the passenger boat Victory 1, and I took that on one of those perfect Sault Ste. Marie, St. Mary's River, August mornings about 7 a.m. when the water was calm as glass, just a beautiful day. And one of the reasons why I chose that for the cover is that that company, Victor Cruise Lines, is expanding on the Great Lakes this year and adding another ship. So passenger travel on the lakes is on the upswing.
Boy, it is indeed. This is such a neat picture because the water is just like glass. It's such a perfect reflection in the water.
Yes, yes.
What is Know Your Ships for people who are tuning in saying, you know, I've seen those books, I've heard of them, but I don't know what it is. What is Know Your Ships?
Well, I call it a field guide to boats and boat watching on the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Seaway. It's kind of like if you're a bird watcher, you have your bird watching field guide. Well, this is for the boat watchers, and you can look up a ship when you see it and see who owns it, when it was built, and how big it is, and the size, carrying capacity, the former names. You can see a stack marking or a flag and look up and see what company owns it. And you can also see about 100 or so photos of ships past and present, kind of like a yearbook for Great Lakes shipping.
That's exactly what it is. And Freighter Frank, every year for the last several years, you've brought Roger up to the area to sign copies the week that it's launched, and he's coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, he's going to be with us this coming Saturday, the 21st, in Algonac at the Algonac Clay Historical Maritime Museum. I've been doing a lot of fundraising, volunteering help with them over the past year and a half. And my family has been in the Algonac Clay Township, Pearl Beach area for quite a few years from the 50s. And that's where everything Great Lakes started for me. And I think it's wonderful that Roger's agreed to come into Algonac. He's doing a presentation on the history of Know Your Ships, and along with releasing the new 2018 Know Your Ships here in St. Clair County.
Very good. I want to find out a little bit more about that, but while we've got Rick on the line. Rick, have you ever thought about doing a ship, a book called Know Your Shipwrecks?
I should, but I'd rather lean over to Roger and have him do it. He does such a fantastic job putting it together. It's a long legacy with that book. It's a neat one.
His photos are all of the ships above ground. Yours are above water. Yours tend to be below water. Your Storm program is one that you've been doing for a while now. I know I saw it in Marine City last fall, but you kind of tweak it and refine it depending on where you're making your presentation, don't you?
We really do. It's amazing to think we've done 16 of these now, from Traverse City to literally down into Battle Creek. And every area we go to has some kind of a tie to maritime. And that's what we'll do at Algonquin Elementary on that's on Saturday, the 28th of April. So it'll be a neat one in Algonac.
It will be a neat one, won't it?
You know, our buddy Storm put his deck furniture out a couple of weeks ago and all hell broke loose.
Oh, that was you, wasn't it, Rick? Nice going.
I think if they crack the Facebook code of whoever stole all that information, they'll find out his DNA goes back to Poseidon.
Well, the history of Algonac is so amazing. We can't wait to tell. There's stories that are, you know, unique there with the Philo Parsons, the only Civil War really the story that happened on the Great Lakes. So it all ties to Algonac, and we're happy to tell the story.
You and Dan Hall have kind of become the Lennon and McCartney of storm presentations or storm shipwreck presentations. How did you start doing this? Because he does the music, you do the the visual aid presentation, the lecture, but the two just mesh so well.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. And our audiences have been really supportive. We've sold out our last four shows. And literally, it was Dan's idea that, why don't you come and tell some stories while I play the music that was in your documentaries? And it just really clicked. And that's why we love doing it for other areas, because I'm constantly learning about new maritime history every place we go. So Algonquin Elementary is going to be filled with history on the April 28th.
All right, April 28th, the date for that. April 21st, this coming Saturday, is when Roger LeLever, the author of Know Your Ships, is going to be in town. Roger, tell us a little bit about your presentation.
Well, a few years ago, I was approached by another group to do a presentation on the history of the book and how it was put together over the years and how I became involved in it and how we do it now, and it turns out that folks were pretty interested in that. So I've developed maybe a 40-minute show or a talk about that. The book has been around since 1959. So this is our 59th edition. We're going to be going for 60 next year, so we've got quite a bit of longevity going on there. And it's interesting to explore that, how the book was produced way back in the Stone Age of printing, and kind of what it's become now. And the presentation includes a lot of our great photos from over the years, and some pictures of my living room and dining room overflowing with books when the books come in March, and a little bit about how I do what I do.
And really, how you do what you do is, like you said, you get all these cases of books, they get delivered to your home, and then you fill up your trunk and drive them all around the Great Lakes.
That's pretty much it. Me and UPS and the post office, there we get them out. We got about 8,500 copies sitting here, and the orders start flowing in like a tsunami when the book is released, and it just goes on from there till I run out.
Yeah, neat stuff. This Saturday in Algonac, the Algonac Clay Historical Maritime Museum, 7 p.m. for the program, but you'll be there earlier signing books.
Yes, I'll be there. I'll have my Sharpie. Lots of books there for folks, so come on by.
I'd like to mention that the Algonac Clay Maritime Museum, actually that Saturday, Roger, opens up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I've got two presentations I'm doing in St. Clair Thursday and Friday, lunch and dinner presentations. But let me know what your logistics are for Saturday, and we can hook up and have dinner or whatever, and I give you a hand setting up down there in Algonac.
Sounds perfect.
Roger, we appreciate you joining us. Rick, thank you as well. Rick, we'll talk again soon, but again, Saturday, April 28th at Algonquin Elementary School for the storm with Rick Mixter and Dan Hall. Gentlemen, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, take care.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye now. 1380 WPHM. Fred or Frank, by the way, before you go, what have you been up to? You've been a busy guy lately.
I'm doing private consulting work for a number of organizations, maritime-related, including St. Clair Historical Museum, Algonac Clay Historical Museum for fundraising purposes. And I've been doing a little bit of traveling here and there for family situations, and I've been staying busy. Everything's working out well. I love being involved and volunteering to help both these museums out, promoting their focus and helping them get things organized. So it's been working out great for me.
Fantastic. This coming Saturday, the 21st of April, Know Your Ships Behind the Scenes, an author event with Roger LeLever, the Know Your Ships guy. He's going to be signing copies of the 2018 guide, Know Your Ships, at the Algonac Clay Historical Maritime Museum on River Drive, on St. Clair River Drive in Algonac.
That is correct. And I'd like to also mention to your audience that on Thursday the 19th and Friday the 20th, I'll be doing a dinner presentation at 7 o'clock Thursday evening for the St. Clair Historical Museum on the Edmund Fitzgerald, and the same program the following day at 1 o'clock, a luncheon for the students and anybody else that can't get to the dinner. It's an Edmund Fitzgerald program that Dennis Hale and I worked on with the Discovery Channel and the National Geographic Channel in Canada. So it's a pretty good program. It's been on PBS in Canada. And being that I helped out with it, they're allowing me to show it here in the States. So,
fantastic.
And I think it's a $6 donation to get in. And one of the fellows that runs the museum said that their volunteers got some of my cookie recipes off my website, so they're going to make some of my cookies to pass out to the audience.
There you go.
I don't have my fingers in this, so whatever happens, happens.
Sounds like a plan. Raider Frank, thanks so much for coming aboard. We appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting us aboard, Paul.
Frank Frisk with us on WPHM, 21 past 9 o'clock. Time for The Minute with Dennis Miller.